Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the Trevor Brooking and Billy Bonds, a Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is More Than Just a Podcast. Season 8, episode 12, and those dulcet tones are George. Yes, it is. He has got his internet working in. Yes, it is. Indeedy, indeedy. Georgie, where are you and what are you doing right now?
I'm in my spare room recording a podcast with you. Hello, Sean.
And just before we came on air, you were playing some a piano duet.
I was playing
not
some
duet,
piano.
A solo.
I was playing some piano, and for those eagle-eared amongst our listeners, might have heard some at the end of the theme tune.
Oh, you were still playing. Also here tonight is Nigel, a.k.a. the Shipman. Where are you, and what are you doing?
Trying to figure out how to turn the sound down on these bleeding new headphones. You're too loud. You're giving me a dunk.
Oh, well, a volume control is... you're not the first or the last person to say that.
Is there volume control on these?
You got volume control on the cable below you.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah. So, anyway, no John tonight. We didn't record on Monday night because John was busy going to some other podcast recording. I can't remember what, but George might be able to enlighten us. What?
Rulistapur.
What does that mean?
Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast.
Ah, okay, there you go. So he blew us out for another podcast. And tonight, he forgot he had a dinner date with his mum. So it's just us three. But we got George back. We've got one Bucci. One Bucci is enough tonight.
George, why aren't you having dinner with your nan?
I was invited.
Oh, dear. He does live very far away.
In the Outer Hebrides. No, I think I've got my dinner date with my nan next week. So,
by the way, on Sunday, I was down your neck of the woods. I was at Portsmouth at Gunwolf Keys. I passed right past you, George.
Excellent. I'm sure everyone's really excited to hear that.
Excellent. Because you do live in Portsmouth, as your dad
says. I don't live in Portsmouth, no.
Well, you don't live in Surrey.
I do.
Let's talk about the game. Actually, it's Surrey Hills, probably. Yeah, it is still Surrey Hills. Anyway, let's talk about the game. We played a game of football against
you did.
Huddersfield. Well, we.
We didn't.
The Hammers, the Irons, the West Ham United played a game against Huddersfield away. Did we all watch it?
Yes.
Nigel, because you were in your sick bed.
I did watch it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start with you, Nigel, because you'd lost your voice. You were supposed to go. You got a ticket. What happened to your ticket, mate?
It cost me £6.50 to 24-hour express delivery to my nephew, who lives about 45 minutes from Huddersfield. So
it didn't go to waste?
No.
What went wrong, Nigel, or what went right?
Well, I don't think anything went wrong. any away point is a point gained rather than 2 points lost, no matter who the team you're playing.
Sound like Sam Allardyce there.
Well, no, it's not Sam Allardyce. At the end of the day, I didn't think we played that bad. Perhaps the first 10 minutes, we were quite lucky not to be 2-0 down. They scored. I think Fabianski had a good save from a header. Then they got the goal. Yeah. And then the bloke curled that cross against the inside of the post, just missing Fabianski, bounced out along the line, skimming the opposite post. So there it didn't look good. But after that, I didn't think it was too bad, to be fair. I suppose you look at it, people are going to look at it, look where Huddersfield are, and they're going to be disappointed with the performance and the way they played. But, you know, this is still... You know, this is the way
we're going to trot out every game is hard routine.
Well, no, I'm not going to trot out every game is hard. What I'm going to say is I think that it's the DNA of West Ham that we are going to do that.
We've got a world-class manager. We spent £100 million.
That's about right.
£100 million.
But then again, yeah, you spent £100 million on 10 players, £40 million of it on one. So it don't mean nothing, to be fair. All in this day and age, £100 million ain't a lot in this day and age. So,
All right.
I'm not disappointed. I had a look on Twitter. I mean, I weren't feeling too well. I had a look on Twitter and people were ranting and raving, like the world was going to end. And you think, well, hold up, we've got an away point. You know, it don't matter how they come. If you win your own games and get an away point, so the last three games we've had two away, got a point in each. And then we won the home game. So all we got to do is beat Man City and then, like, the equilibrium remains.
12 from 12, though. Little stat attack.
They were a good band in the 80s. I remember them.
Had only 44% of the possession at home, which means we had 56%. They had 15 shots, 7 of them on target. We had 12, 5 on target. Are you really saying, just let me get this right, let me replay it to you, you're happy with the point?
Yes.
George, I've got to bring you in there because I can't listen to any more of this. George.
Hello, Sean.
Please be the voice of reason.
Well, look, it is a point at the end of the day. I agree with Nigel. I don't think we paid too badly. If Arnautovic has scored that opportunity early on, I know they had an opportunity just before, but it could have been a completely different game. He probably should have scored, to be fair, or squared it. But, you know, especially after we equalised, I thought we would go on and win it. And I think Hernandez probably should have scored when he had the little chance in front in the six-yard box. Obviously, had one cleared off the line from the corner. So I think it was probably stronger second half performance from us, for sure. But I'm not completely disappointed, but I get people's frustrations, and you know, you'd expect to get 3 points at Huddersfield given how they've been playing recently and where they are on the table. But you know, a point is a point, and without sounding like Fat Sam, respect the point.
Who was your man in the match, George?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Because I don't think Anderson played that well.
No.
He obviously got his goal, but he wasn't really a standout player. Fabianski made a few good saves, but then probably should have saved their goal.
Can't save them all.
No, well, he probably should have saved that one though, shouldn't he? I don't know.
Do you know who the Clarendon Hugh man of the match is? 600 votes.
Who?
The name I can't say because listeners bring Balbuena.
Who?
Why can't Balbuena? Fabian Balbuena. Teach me how to say it.
Balbuena.
Balbuena.
You got to break it down. So Bal, like Gareth Bal. Bal. Brain.
Buena.
Like Balbuena. You got like a speech impediment when you say brain. So you go
Balbuena. Balbuena.
Balbuena. See?
Balbuena. So Fabian Balbuena.
You say Brain like Jonathan Woss. So you go Brain. Bal Brain. Brain. Nah.
Balbuena.
Balbuena. Brain.
Anyway.
That's a bit linguistic, isn't it? Or whatever. Yeah.
Let's move on. Who was your man of the match, Nigel?
What, for West Ham?
Yeah.
I thought Fabianski, I know the goal. I thought he kept out what he had to keep out. I don't like to pick man. It's difficult. It was like a team performance. I don't want to pick one out.
Oh, you're always there. You're always boring. Right, I'm going to let rip, all right? Because I was totally pissed off with that performance. I wrote a blog on Clarence Hugh saying the honeymoon should be over. I'm expecting more from this team. I'm expecting more from Manuel Pellegrini with his £10 million. You know, Huddersfield... This is the second goal they've scored all season at home, right? We should be trouncing it. Do you know what? At half-time, our performance was so bad, they could have been 3-0 up. If it wasn't for Fabianski, if it wasn't for a little bit of luck, I mean, when do you remember when it hit the crossbar and it could have gone anywhere? It fell on the right side of the line. Fabianski knew nothing about it. And if it hit his back, it would have gone in. That would have been 2-0.
That was a post, by the way, not the crossbar. But anyway.
All right, the post, whatever. You know, the luck, they had us on a number of times. We're not getting enough clean sheets. We're not consistent enough. We seem to be too complacent. Lower teams seem to suss us out and see us as an easy win. We seem to raise our game for the big teams. And then when it's a lesser team, we just fall to pieces and they stop us playing the game and we just let them. And we just go, oh, well, it's only Huddersfield. And before you know it, we're behind. And by the time we pick up the game in the second half, it's too late. And you know, a draw was the fair result. I don't think either side actually did enough to deserve the win because Huddersfield were just as bad as us.
Pellegrini out then, Sean, yeah?
Not Pellegrini out because it's a free program.
You're saying we've got world-class
manager. 12 games and 12 points is not good enough. It's not a world-class manager. Look. And he needs to kick up the arse, and we stop need to making excuses for Pellegrini and say, oh, well, you know, he inherited a team from David Moyes, and oh, well, it's, you know, he's only 10 days. What are you going to say that after a season? He needs to kick up the bum, and he needs to be going, that is not good enough. Let's not say, oh, respect the bloody point. No. Ooh. Huddersfield away is not good enough. I'm not accepting it. We're not a yo-yo club. We're not a second half of the table club. We're expecting top eight.
Expecting top eight. You're expecting right? This fucking mute button don't work, see, because I'm not hosting. I'll tell you.
Are you trying to mute him?
Shut you up.
But you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just doing it for dramatic effect on the podcast.
Well, you kind of are, aren't you? Please.
But I mean it. Come on. We need to push on.
You need to bang the head against the wall, didn't you mean it? Dear, oh dear.
So let's see. Look, we're writing off. Man City is damage limitation, right? We're going to lose. It's just by how many. We need to take these chances. If we're going to start to move up the table, I'm not saying we're going to get relegated, but I'm just getting a little bit weary of Pellegrini. And I also don't like how he don't like talking to the press. He gets out of that press conference as soon as he can. He says as minimum as he can. And he's off again.
Don't blame him, you know? To be fair. I wouldn't talk
I liked Slaven Bilic when he went on for about 16 minutes. Gave me more to write about. That said, it was a point. We'll take it.
Hang on. No, you're not.
Well, I'm not taking it. But I haven't got any choice. Do you know what? I haven't got a choice. I have to accept it. I can't vent spleen for the whole international break going, I'm really upset. Because you've got to move on, haven't you? Because otherwise these things, you know, can take over your life.
Yeah, we didn't lose.
Well, it feels like a loss, if I'm honest with you. It felt like a loss on Monday morning.
Scored the late equaliser.
It felt like a loss. It did. Because I was expecting to beat Huddersfield. It felt like a loss. Yeah, it did. On Monday morning, it felt like a loss.
Well, but we know as well as anyone that if a team's struggling for form, or needs a goal, who do they need to play?
Oh, West Ham. You can always rely on West Ham.
And it proved itself.
So why
again.
Did you expect any different now?
Because, do you know what? I'm a dreamer. I'm an optimist. And I think, oh, yeah, we've got the dream team now. We've got Pellegrini. And we've got, you know, but it's all the same, you know. Injury, 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 you know. Next, if we lose, here, this is a talking point. If we lose Marko Arnautovic, we are well and truly, and I hate to say this word, fucked, right? We are, because we've got no...
And the goals. Fitting.
The coals are coming from nowhere. Andy Carroll's as
the coals.
The
coals are coming from nowhere.
Andy Carroll might be going off to the US.
Oh, what?
Do you know where that information came from? Did you read the article we wrote?
Was it on Claret and You?
Yeah.
No, I didn't read it.
No. It came from a good friend of yours, which I'll tell you off air. Our source is a good friend of yours.
I think my good friend texts me.
Oh, did he?
That's what good friends do.
Yeah, and told you where the story came from, that he might want to relocate to the US.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Or the other option is, let's just talk about Andy Carroll. They might let his contract lapse and put him on a lower contract with a lower basic and a more performance to try. Because there doesn't seem to be anyone else really
but
willing to come.
Will he ever accept that? We got
well, no, but then he walks away.
No, but he ain't going to get money elsewhere, is he?
Well, that's the point.
I don't even think the Chinese are that mad.
No.
Speaking
anyway, are we done with the Huddersfield before we move on to...
Oh, you are, aren't you, Sean? You are done with it.
I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. It's unbelievable.
I just think you got the wrong outlook on where you think West Ham are as a club. I don't know why you think we should be.
I'm a glass half full person, not a glass half empty.
But it's only a little glass, so it don't need a lot to fill it up, to be fair. But I mean,
you're known as being Mr. Negative. John has been known as Mr. Negative.
But that's
and George doesn't have a chance because he's a son of a negative. You don't have much chance with that upbringing, right? I'm the one positive person on this podcast.
But you're not positive, though, are you? And this is the thing. People assume me to be negative, but I've never been that way. I've always accepted West Ham for what they are. I've never expected us, you know, finishing top 10 is a bonus.
Can't we just dream, though? Can we not dream?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, have a dream, right? But when the bubble bursts, don't sit there and vent your spleen like it's their fault, because it's your fault. You dream the dream. It's your fault.
I'm going to dream, one day,
you know,
my dream's going to come true. They're not like a bubble going to fade and die. Anyway,
transfer news.
Sami Nasri. Broken in the last few days.
Is he?
The news broke in the last few days.
I thought he meant he's broken in the last few days.
Pellegrini obviously knows him very well from his Man City days. Obviously, played around 300 games for Arsenal and Man City. Got caught having a transfusion with sterile water and some minerals.
He's stealed water, isn't it? I got told the thing.
Got banned for 18 months. He's allowed to train from the 1st of November, but he's not allowed to sign for a club to the 1st of January. My question actually is, what the hell are we rushing to sign him now? Who else is going to sign him? I know Everton were linked with him at one point.
Well, someone's been sniffing around him, otherwise we wouldn't be making a move in such an urgent fashion.
Exactly. I'm told he is so unfit. It's doubtful if he could be fit by the 1st of January. So I really do think, I'm not sure about this one. I'm not sure how I feel about Sami Nasri. He's 31 years old.
He's not had the great legend.
Yeah. But he's looking to come in with bonuses at 95 grand a week. Right. It's a lot of money. I don't know. Let's just ask you boys, right? I know what the Claret and Hugh poll said that we did yesterday.
Where do you get that bonuses? Say that again, 95 grand a week.
95 grand, but they're trying to, typical David Sullivan special, trying to have a lower basic, but more on appearances. So that 95 a week that's been reported by the Daily Mail, there's some truth in it. But it's a complicated formula, including bonuses, clean sheets, goals, and everything else. Short-term contract, 6 months, though. Nigel, yes or no?
If Pellegrini thinks so,
in Pellegrini we trust.
The manager.
Yeah. I've backed every manager apart from one. So,
Which one?
This is the problem with social media is people see the way I behaved back, and that was when he turned up, Allardyce, and they just assume I'm like that with everyone when actually it was just reserved for him.
George? Nasri, yes or no?
I'm struggling to see the real value behind it, but I remain to be proved wrong, I think.
Doesn't he play in the same position as Declan Rice, or am I wrong on that?
No, you're wrong on wrong that. On he's much more attacking than Declan
Rice. He is attacking, is he?
Let's be honest, Sean, did you know who Sami Nasri was before he was linked with us?
Of course I did.
Of course you did, yeah.
Well, if you'd asked me about someone... Look, I don't FIFA? Follow... No, I don't play FIFA. My son plays FIFA. But the reason I know Sami Nasri, of course I remember, people who score goals, that many goals, who play for Man City or Arsenal, of course I do.
That's a good player.
You know how I know, do you know how I know most of my players, though, George? I'll be completely honest. Apart from Match of the Day.
What?
Fantasy football.
Fair enough.
I do. So the more goals they score, the more I know them from fantasy football.
I just don't know about this one. I really don't. He's got a history of being a troublemaker.
Yep.
He's never, for the last few years, I remember him playing not really at any high level, and he wasn't really offering much. And he sounds very expensive. And I think the argument is fair when people saying, you know, you've got Declan Rice, who bought saying they can't justify paying him any more money, and they're then going to go and splash 95 grand or whatever it is with bonuses on a player who is, in their own admission, overweight and unfit. And yeah. What can he offer? You know,
the only thing that worries me is the China link. In June or July, apparently.
Yeah.
Because I'd take him if I thought we were going to get 2 or 3 years out of him.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. China's changed. I mean, the China. Their season's just finishing, starts again in March, right? So the season will be well underway. I don't know where the transfer window works exactly for the summer, but he there would be a few months he didn't play. But China's not worried. China changed its rules. The right reason, by the way, Pellegrini came back from China is they changed their rules. They have to have far many more homegrown, and therefore the whole big money thing in China and the amount of foreign imports has dried up because the government changed the rules to have more homegrown talent that they want to develop. So China's not, you know, he's not the top, you know, they're limited on who they can. In my views, that's an agent story of trying to get West Ham to sign. The update we had today, this afternoon, is even though we were told, you know, it's 50-50, it could not happen, was the manager really, really wants him. It sounded like Philippe Anderson. No, you've got to get him. You've got to get him. But my view is, why can't you just get him training? Because from the beginning of November, he could train.
But that's get him training now.
Yeah, but no, train him now. Don't pay him anything. Let him train with us. Prove to us that he can get fit. And then if he's fit by the end of December, then give him a contract.
But players have got egos, haven't they? So they're going to want something more concrete. You know, yeah, agents.
More
like,
importantly,
no one's
they've got that. Agents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The agents never going to allow that deal to be signed. Unless there was no one else.
Clanton Hugh poll, 1,287 voted. Is Sami Nasri a good addition to the squad? 38% said yes, which means 62% said no. So in Pellegrini, they don't trust there.
I mean, I don't get that. If you looked at him, I know he's a bit older and he ain't played for 16 months. He was 80. A top player in his day.
And he didn't really have that much pace, did he?
And everything. His ability, he was a creative player. And we are lacking creativity.
So a sort of what you're saying is a replacement for Lanzini then?
Well, he could probably do the Anderson role as well. Just someone to sit in the middle and put passes through.
Okay, fair enough. Good point. Well made.
Look, it's not our money, is it? So let's just.
Well, no, if we got our season ticket money, you know, my 300 quid's got to be something.
But
yeah, 289.
Nigel, here's the question, though, isn't it? Would you rather your money goes towards Declan Rice's new contract, or would you rather it be spunked on Nasri, who potentially might just be a big flop?
No, I mean, if you're going to put a choice between the two, then you would like to see Declan Rice sorted out. I've said my bit about Declan Rice.
Declan Rice has been made
a fair offer, and it's up to them. You know, people can complain he's only on $3,000 a week. That's because he's chosen to stay on that, because West Ham have.
Plus $10,000 an appearance.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if he signed a contract, he'd be on nearly $40,000 first team game, wouldn't he?
Hmm.
I mean, when you think the price rise was every 15 games, he
would have been.
So he'd have been approaching a pay rise already.
Yeah, no, but we've done that story. You know, slightly changing the subject, did you hear that that they want to give what's his name? Scudamore. Richard Scudamore, £5 million payoff. Yeah, no, Richard Scudamore, £5 million golden goodbye when he retires, and they're asking each club to cough up $250,000.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. But £2.5 million a year, by the way, he earns already. He's only 59, and he's earned £26 million since he taken the job, and they want another $5 million as a little bonus.
Hold up, but you believe in business and brand and on all that crap, yeah? Surely you've got to be in favour of that, because if you look at the job that he's done at the Premier League, he's increased the business, he's increased the brand, he's made the owners, bearing in mind, the owners of each club get one share in the Premier League. So the 20 clubs are the 20 shareholders of the Premier League. Year on year, he's made every shareholder more money.
Okay, let me give you my hard-nosed business approach. You pay someone for doing the job that they're doing. There's no point in giving them a bonus after they've left. They've left. They can't influence anything.
Perhaps it's a thank you, you know.
Yeah, but no, there's no sentiment that he's created. There's no sentiment for that. There's a business. You don't give someone £5 million if they're not entitled to it. I'm sorry, but he's a rich man already, you know. If he wanted a golden goodbye, it should have been part of his package. I'm really against this. Yeah, I don't think that he should get a golden
shower.
Farewell gift. It's not a shower. Just because his mate, Chelsea's, what's his name, Bruce Buck, is trying to blackmail everyone else to it. Anyway,
Sean, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, bloody hell. There you go. We've got a thing. Let's just talk about Pablo Zabaleta before we move on. I don't know if but there was a report in the Spanish press, which seems quite credible, that he's going to hang up his boots after this season. He's going to retire from football. He's going to move to Spain. With his family, because they'd settled there. They've got a house there when he played out in Spain. He wants to retire at the top, even though he's got an automatic one-year option at West Ham. He's going to turn that down. He's got options to go to the Middle East. He's going to turn that down. And the word is, he wants to retire at the top of his game. You know, in my view, is fair play to him. He's an absolute consummate professional. He's got passion. He's done everything we've asked of him. He's shown at 33 he can do anything, and he's going to do his coaching badges and be a manager one day. Is he right? Do you think he should do another year for West Ham, or is he right to say no? I know I'm going to think of my family and
to him, isn't it? You know, he'll be a loss. He'll be missed. I think.
Yeah. Do you think he's still going to have another year? Then is my probably better question. George.
Well, look, when he joined, I remember when he first signed and it was covered in the media, a lot of City fans were saying his legs are gone and
they love him, by the way. The City fans absolutely love him.
He won't do a job and he's a waste of time, blah blah blah. And look, he's proven all them all wrong, and he's become a kind of fan favourite amongst the fans at West Ham, and I think he could have another year. Don't see why not. He seems to keep himself in shape. But look,
What I don't get is he spent 9 years at City.
Yeah.
He'd have done 2 years at us.
Yeah.
What, and he's kept an house in Spain?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the man?
Why? Well, he likes Spain.
But he couldn't have spent that much time there, could he? I mean, he spent more time in Manchester. Why hadn't he kept his house in Manchester? Why hadn't he been in Manchester? Audley Edge or
his family,
like
I think he's a Spanish speaker. His family's a Spanish speaker.
It's another Carlos Quiroga now, and he's come over here, took our money.
It's a little probably he's an Argentinian. They speak Spanish, and maybe it's a bit of Argentina in Spain.
I don't see the attraction myself, to be fair.
Okay. Do you know what?
Spain.
Yeah. speak. Do you know they all speak foreign over there. I can't understand a word they say.
Do you know what, guys? It's time for this. This is the point where Nigel should have prepped, even though it wasn't on the running order, and opened up Facebook so he can read all the Facebook messages.
I have that opened up Facebook.
Ah, there you go. So I don't need to feel.
I've just put my glasses on. So we've got. So I posted, we called in tonight, questions are welcome. That's it, because to speak fair.
You were driving?
Well, no, I stopped. Don't text and drive.
Illegal. Speed kills.
Ali Jones. I don't know if that's a woman or a man, but anyway, this could be Welsh, maybe not. What would be your plan for the City game? And they actually put City. Considering it's probably going to be a loss, would you like us to sit back with everyone defending and get hammered, or give it a go and get hammered? It's a write-off, so I'd hope to see Carroll off the bench and maybe Wilshere. Also, thoughts on Rice's comments in the Times?
Go for it. Get hammered and go for it. Will Wilshere be back, Sean? Wilshere and Carroll, are they in and around the squad for the City game?
Carroll should, but I'm not sure about...
What's going on there? What's that?
Oh, that's my daughter coming. One sec. No.
There was me thinking there was no editing tonight.
Need a bit of film music, innit?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
People were listening. I listened to Shit Hammer Time today, and it was really good. They had Alfie Martin on. So if you want to listen to another West Ham podcast,
Sean's back.
Check out Shit Hammer Time. It was a two-part
special. I did expect you, by the way, to carry on without me. The door went, right? It was my daughter. What? You carry on usually drone on for ages and ages.
I asked you a question. On.
Sean, I asked you a question, and you said, oh, hang on, I'm off.
All right, sorry. Go on. What was the question you
asked? The question was, is Wilshere and Carroll around the squad for the City game?
Wilshere, I doubt, will be match fit. Carroll will probably be on the bench.
Okay, you don't know either. Next question.
Well, I just know what they're training.
Thoughts on Weiss's comments in the Times?
I haven't seen them. What was it?
Well, yeah, Sean, I mean, they...
come on. What did he say?
Yeah, of course. So what he said was he wants to stay at West Ham, basically, paraphrasing. He wants to stay at West Ham. He wants to get it sorted. So
sign your contract then.
Well, yeah, I think it will be sorted in January, by the way, and not in the summer. So Yeah, I think it'll be sorted.
Oh, kids are fighting now. Right, next on Marion Williams, our friend Marion, or my friend. He don't know how to use. Is Nasri the new Evra? Gutted, and I mean gutted. He's gutted that he couldn't access Super 6 from Spain last week. No, because they block it from abroad. You're not allowed to do it. Otherwise, Sean wouldn't be below me in the table. But at least my mate Nigel has closed the gap.
I had an awful week.
You didn't have the worst week as I did. I got 0 points.
I got 2. And I was lucky to get that because all the results, you got lucky as well, getting a correct result on 1-1 though, Nigel, to be fair.
How is that lucky?
Because there is no way you were going to know it was going to be 1-1. Well, you just got lucky.
I've made a prediction. That's the name of the game, isn't it? You know, we don't all sit there and just go 1-0 in every game.
Try and make out like I do. Look, I'm still ahead with you. Anyway, we'll get on to Super 6 in a minute. Right. Carry on.
Super Tim Sharman, Luke's dad, for people that know him. Man City up next. How'd you see this one going?
I think we've said that. We're going to get battered. But
well, actually, I don't. Do you know what? I'm quietly confident. I'm not predicting a win or anything stupid like that. But, you know, every now and again, Man City do not win a game, and it could be this game.
Fingers crossed.
You know, positive night, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check you out.
These things.
Moving on.
Ali Jones. Right. Nick Harvey. Rather disappointing performance away at Huddersfield, but hey, at least we salvaged a point.
Oh, God.
Not good enough for Sean, though, Nick.
Not good enough
David
for me.
Sullivan, Nick. Less than a year ago, they won't...
David Sullivan?
This is quoting David Sullivan.
All right. Okay.
They won't be old journeymen. They won't be young players. They won't be 32. So we are seriously considering offering 31-and-a-half-year-old Sammy Nasri silly money if he can get fit after his drug ban. That is true. Sullivan did say that, didn't he?
All right, let me tell you, this is a manager pick.
Go on. All right.
I think, I'm not, without betraying trust, if a certain person had real control over the transfer, this transfer would not be happening.
Right, okay.
I won't say more than that, but I think we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. And he says, and this is when Rice still hasn't got a decent contract. Well,
because he turned it down.
Nick continues, thankfully. At least the Baroness seems to be keeping her mouth shut. We probably have Sir Philip Green in his antics to thank for that. Not that she's being shown as to be a huge hypocrite once again. Totally agree, Nick. And as it's international break, must mention the Rooney testimonial. Ridiculous decision by the FA with that exclamation mark after the FA.
I'm oblivious about it. I don't care.
Well, I think it does cheapen the England's cap awarding that we bring him back for a testimonial. You don't get a testimonial, I'm sorry, in international football. If you're good enough, you play. If you don't, piss off.
Do you know what? I've lost interest in international football except for the European Championships and the World Cup.
Yeah, glory.
In between. All right, yeah. When I'm in between, I just don't bother watching friendlies.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Let me ask George. George, do you go out your way to watch an England match now that is not a World Cup or related to the Euros?
I wouldn't go out my way, no. I'd watch it if I wasn't doing anything.
If you weren't doing anything, I mean...
make plans to watch it.
Yeah. I just don't watch it if it's not the Championships anymore. Call me a glory hunter, but I'm just not interested in England anymore. Glory hunter.
Nick finishes off the grotesque, long word, I'll have to write this down, I like that, the grotesque greed of the Premier League, who now want clubs to pay 250 grand towards a retirement gift to Scudamore. Read your mind, Sean.
Yeah.
And he's earned 26 million. Has he been reading Claret and You, Nick? 26 million in his time now. I suggest everyone writes to Sullivan, Gold and Brady and express their disgust at this obscene idea. That's probably not a bad idea. Actually, write to them. I'd just like to point out my earlier comments weren't defending the award of Richard Scudamore. It's more pointing out that Sean, as a man who believes in brand and brand being good in football, turns around and says he doesn't think the man that invented brand in Premier League should get rewarded for it.
He got rewarded for it, but when he's leaving, he's leaving, right?
Right, calm down, son.
Golden hello for the new person. Not anyway, go on.
Evan Turner. Or Evian Turner, if he was French, but he's not.
Or just Evan.
Oui. Yeah. Not the result we wanted against Cruddersfield, but at least Anderson seems to be building up some consistency, /momentum. Three goals in the last two games. Let's hope it continues. At this point, has Antonio's speciality become blasting the ball over the net and killing the chance whenever we have an attack mounting? It's becoming rather frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
He got a few times, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it's hard for him coming on as a sub, to be fair.
Evan Turner also asks us, doesn't he? What do you fellas make of the continued rumours of the European Super League? As was recently back in the news with the Der Spiegel article, which outlined the leaked emails from Bayern Munich execs on the matter, what would it mean for West Ham in the future of the Premier League if it ever came to fruition, which possibly would see the Big Six clubs leave to compete there instead?
Do you know the history to this?
Only what I've heard and read.
So Spiegel got hold of some documents.
Der Spiegel.
And a memorandum of understanding or legal agreement. But afterwards, Arsenal, for one, came out and said it's a load of bollocks. You know, this is a... I didn't quite say it was a fake document, but said, you know, there is no legal agreement, etc. Look, it's one of those rumours I've been doing for a long time. I don't think it's around the corner. I don't think we need to spend time talking about it yet.
I think foreigners want it because they look at the Premier League, see the money we earn, and feel disadvantaged.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know, when the bottom club in the Premier League pulls in £120 million in prize money,
it destroys the Premier League overnight. It does.
But I read somewhere that Tottenham aren't in that list. So
no, they're not. No,
not a big club then.
Well, not big club.
They might win the league though. What does it mean for West Ham?
West Ham are not in it either.
But I tell you, if it happens, they'd have to invite. They would have to invite Celtic and Rangers down.
Yeah, but also it would probably turn into what would it be called? It would be called League One again. It probably lose the Premier League.
I think, Sean, we called it the First Division.
That's it. First Division. That's the stuff.
Just for your, you know, just to remind
anyway,
you.
Moving on, you know, let's not make.
Willing to throw £80,000 a week at Nasri in questionable fitness /remaining life in his career, but not willing to give Rice what he wants. Probably less than Nasri. Faults.
We've discussed that. We've done this to death.
Basically, we think Rice is holding out. Sean Hawkins, whose brother was Jack. Which positions do we need to strengthen in January? Who do you see us offloading?
Oh, good question. Reed, Carroll, Chicharito, story about him going back to Turkey, Obonna, Obiang.
He's going back to Turkey.
Not going back to Turkey, going to Turkey. Oh. Chicharito has been offered a way out in Turkey. How many have I got? Is there any others I've missed?
That's only half the squad.
Yeah, I know. Is that enough?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
Over to Twitter, at Wesley Williams says, if you could only keep one for the duration of their career based solely on the potential they have shown now, would you keep Dean Garner or Rice? Rice, all day long.
Dean Garner, just to be different.
I'd keep, if you got to choose, I suppose Rice, actually.
Definitely.
I'm going to say Dear Garner.
Justin Wilson said, should he come to us, is Nasri going to deliver some much-needed creativity or is he going to be a flop?
Who knows? He needs to get fit. Tubby needs to get fit first.
It's a risk, isn't it? Either way.
Yeah. A gamble.
Sorry?
A gamble.
Ed Gamble, it's a comedian, isn't it?
Nigel, can you do us a Super 6 Fantasy League update, please?
I can. Hey, that's what we want. We can't do this. Yes, we can. Stop the rules. Oh, everybody else does it. They won't know. They know who's going to listen to us. Come on.
Well, no, they haven't. They got. Oh, here we
not half people.
Nothing to do with me.
In at 10, all marks. 174 points. Into 9, Jeffrey Smith. 176. Back into the top 10. At 8, Tim Sharman. 181. And then we go number 7, Phil Walker. 182 points. Amazingly, down to 6, must be on holiday, Paul Disley, 184, long-time leader. Top 5 now, Dave Stringer, 185. In at 4, Lynn Davis, 187. And 3, Adam Darlington, with 190 points. We've got the top 2 now, people. Up to 2, Ryan Smith, 192 points. And then at 1, Super Ben White hit the 200 mark.
Well done,
Ben. Nice one. There you go. Where are the presenters? I'm still ahead of you.
Yeah, all right. 18, Sean Whetstone, 160.
Yeah.
21 is me, 165. Oh, I'm only 3 points behind.
I know you are.
Catching you up. And then I keep scrolling down. Hold up. Here we go. 41, Georgie Bucci, 143 points. And there is another presenter somewhere. Oh, yeah. John Bucci, 57, 100 points. Only 100 off the top, John. You can still do it, my friend.
I hope you've put in your Super 6. By the way, Phil Walker, you know Phil Walker. He sits in row 4 by my kid's seats. So, hello, Phil. Because I know he mentioned that he was happy that you mentioned him in the top 10 when he was in it, so he'd be glad he gets a mention again.
Well, keep making the top 10, I'll keep mentioning him.
Excellent. And I'm leading you on fantasy, but we don't need to discuss that. I think that's it. Unless you want to make a comment, Nigel or George, about Mark Phillips being reinstated yesterday.
No.
Deadly silence.
The right thing to do. The man broke no law. He was on a legal march. You know, you don't have to agree with the politics or like what he did. At the end of the day, we have laws in this country to protect people. And
I guess it's just the perception that it might cause to some parents of the academy.
That's the thing. So go out and read what Mark has put on Twitter. Not about the march, but about other things that he does.
Yeah, I know, but it's about perception.
No. So change that perception then. Those people should go and read his Twitter feed and see what he's done and see the good stuff that he's done for people of all different colours, not just one. Mm. So therefore, that will change their perception. If they're fed this negativity from the press, The Guardian, Jacob Steinberg and the likes, the crap that this man is a member of a far-right, you know, group, which he's not, then, you know, they're going to look at the mainstream media press.
I personally have no problem with this. I just think that sometimes perception is everything, whether it's reality or not. It's a bad story for West Ham again, as usual.
Perception is to show that actually the journalist was wrong in what he wrote. That's how you change perception.
Okay.
Got time for a Whistler update?
I was about to say, talking of that, how's Whistler going since I resigned? How's my mates over at Whistler?
Yeah, it's going very well. I'm quietly confident now that changes are afoot. For the best. It seems strange that no other announcements of people leaving have been made.
Why is it? Is anyone left Whistler?
Let's wait to see if any announcements are made.
But my announcement, if when I left Whistler, there was an announcement within 10 minutes.
Oh, no, so that's amazing, isn't it? Perhaps it's because the people that make announcements ain't making announcements anymore.
Oh, is that an exclusive?
No.
Oh. Okay. I suppose we should do predictions,
Before we do that, I just want to give a big shout out to Joe Cole, who today announced his
retirement
from football. He was my favourite player growing up. I just want to say thank you to Joe Cole, I was chuffed when he came back for that little stint.
Did you ever touch him?
I don't think I did, no.
Oh.
But, yeah, I thought it was worth an honourable mention, and what a sterling career. Perhaps didn't reach some heights that some thought he might, but still did pretty darn well.
And the song about him was always wrong, by the way. It was never true.
No, not that song.
By the way, he used to live in Esher. Did you know that?
I did, yes.
What, I know you mean exactly where, by the Indestructible?
In the high street, in the old police station that they converted, he used to live in a flat.
Is that the one he jumped out the window of? Or was that a different place?
No, I don't think so.
He was also caught speeding at 120 odd miles in Claygate, wasn't he? In a 70 mile an hour
day. Yeah, he's a local. He was a Surrey boy when he was at Chelsea, of course.
Yeah, but, they all are.
Yeah, they are.
So yeah, that's all from me. And prediction-wise,
do you remember Joe Cole? Do you remember what the day he signed?
Well, I have just seen your tweet, Nigel.
See, yeah.
Go on. You tell me what your tweet says.
Well, I tweeted Jeremy Nicholas that when he signed on the pitch, you know, talk about build a 16-year-old kid up, and you know, which luckily with Joe, I think he fulfilled enough. He's won titles and trophies, so you can't say he's had a bad career and didn't fulfil. He's done things that a lot of players didn't do, including scoring one of the best goals in an England shirt that many players have scored. But when he signed his first pro contract, Jeremy Nicholas announced, "Tell your grandkids that you were here the day that West Ham signed Joe Cole," which I remember. I think I was sitting on the chicken run in those years that thinking that's a bit of a brave thing to say for the poor lad, isn't it?
He did all right, didn't he?
But Jeremy has tweeted back saying, yes, he remembers saying that.
Almost like that video. Swansea. Almost like that video of that one, that fans forum with Harry Redknapp, where he said something about Frank Lampard and said, you know, Scott something.
Scott Cannon.
What was it?
The question, I think, was asked by Scott Cannon's uncle, who sort of proclaimed that Scott Cannon was better or was being ill than Frank Lampard. And, you know, Harry at the time said that, you know, this boy's going to go all the way to the top. While we're reminiscing, I remember being at an evening with Harry Redknapp, where he made a similar bold statement and sort of said, you know, Frank's going to go on and captain England one day. I think 3/4 of the crowd sort of sniggered and laughed. Frank got the ump a bit. You know. And
did he ever captain England?
Yes, he did. A bit of me, part of me thinks Frank was hard dealt by West Ham. But then a part of me thinks he brought it on himself with his comments when he left the club.
Yeah. Anyway, Fat Frank, we leave for a moment. I'm going to ask one last question. Don't feel we have to fill up the hour. Will you be watching Harry in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Nigel?
Yes. And I don't normally watch it, so I will watch it.
I've never watched it, but I might watch it for just to watch Harry. Good.
I will be watching, yeah.
Yeah?
I will be, yeah.
When does it start? Because I don't watch
Sunday the 18th.
Excellent. Be there or be square. Right, predictions for City away, which I think is our next game. George?
Yeah.
Go on. I won't be there, by the way. 2-1 win.
Well, we don't win away from home, do we? Which is luckily because we're playing at home. Just to correct your statement there. City home. 4-0 lose.
You said we could win. Well,
we could. That's not my prediction, though.
I'm going to go for a 6-1 loss. I'm not there. It's girlfriend's birthday, so I have to take her out anyway. But I know.
When's her birthday?
On that day, the 24th.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And we've got some people over from France that we're entertaining. I did suggest that maybe we could take him to the match, but it didn't go down well.
Oh,
what time kickoff is it?
It's my birthday drink then.
Oh, is it your birthday? What day is your birthday?
after the 18th, but before the 24th.
20 seconds?
No. Let's not play this game. What time? Okay. What time's the kickoff?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay.
Or 4 o'clock.
I'll be there for your birthday drink.
Nigel. Thank you very much.
Is it the big 5-0?
Piss off. Well, I shouldn't say that, actually, because that's next year. I ain't that far away.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Anyway, yeah. It's goodbye from 49-year-old Nigel.
Yeah, I forgot how old I was then. Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from 30-something young Georgie.
Yeah, I'm still younger than that. But
he's not 30, either.
Cheers, Sean.
And, goodbye from me. And it's goodbye from me, about 45-year-old.
Yeah, and the rest.
Round the waist.
Come on, you irons!
Bobby Moore than just a podcast.
Bye.
Bobby Moore.
Back after international break. Got a week off for good behaviour.
Do a special.
What about?
I don't know.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
Cam Brady.
I'll get an interview with someone first.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.